very excited to be here and very excited with my form going into these World Championships as well. Look forward to trying to defend my title. It's always going to be tough in hurdles, it always is, but I look forward to, you know, getting it done and hoping for the best.
So 2 years ago in Istanbul, that was your first indoor major indoor championships. Yosh, you've got a taste for indoor running then, have you?
Oh yeah, but again, I obviously don't come over here very often. I didn't come over into indoors last year. It's a world championship, so you don't want to miss out on a world championships, whether it's indoor or outdoor. So it's always exciting to obviously compete for your country again. But yeah, indoors is fun. It's got a huge atmosphere because the crowd is so much closer, and I think that's what I like about it the most.
And what about the actual distance in itself? I mean, you're running 60 metres as opposed to 100. You know, how different is that for you, and how important is it to sort of put yourself out on the world stage at that distance at this time of the year?
It's fun. Most people know that this is my season. It's Australian season, so I'm in good shape no matter what. And it's only half a race, so it's actually easier. So I think most people would prefer to run half a race than a full race this time of the year, so it's really not that difficult.
So you were sat next to Alan Johnson here at the press conference, and he said your technique and that you were, you know, practically perfect. You know, you look just really pleased to get that kind of compliment. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot, especially coming from him, a legend of our sport and hurdles, of course. So it's always nice to hear those things. You don't hear it very often as an athlete, and so coming from someone who's very highly regarded in our sport means a lot to me, and it's very special to hear.
Just coming off 2013, so fantastic. Well, I mean, a fantastic and not so fantastic year. There are, I think, very much mixed emotions. You really proved yourself to be, you know, incredibly strong mentally. And I think, as you're saying as well, going through, you know, it's unsettling getting a new coach. That mental strength coupled, which is the better part of you? Is it, you think, your mental strength or your technique? What is it that makes you the athlete that you are?
I think an athlete with talent for the event is always good, but I think an athlete with talent for the event with mental strength is the ultimate. You have to have both. You can't have one or the other, because it just doesn't work. I think you have to have both. You have to be strong minded and strong physically, and just be able to handle the pressures and be excited by competing and not fear competition. So I think for me, it was very difficult for me last year. I even thought about giving up, but I just knew there was something more to give. I knew that I could do it. I didn't want to give up without at least trying. So that's my biggest thing. I think both physically and mentally, I have really great attributes.
That you certainly do. Sally, just one last question. This year, 2014, there are no major world events. What are your main targets for this year? And will you be trying to take it a little bit easier, or do you still set the standards very high for yourself?
Well, we have a Commonwealth Games in July, so that's definitely my main focus. And then we have the Continental Cup in September. So I'm going into both of those as the defending champion again. So this year is actually a really big year for me, and I definitely set my targets high, and I want to win both of those and run fast times.